One thing about that movie Tangled is about the hair in the movie. She has so much hair. And I wonder how she kept it all clean.
I mean, the upkeep is crazy because she drags it all over the floor.
She drags it uses it for painting and stuff like that. You know?
I mean, she has to have twigs and other,
particulates.
Animals living in there, probably. Yeah. Well,
bodily fluids, sorts of things.
Also, how would she go to the bathroom with all that hair?
Good question. Good question. Thank you.
That's a question I used to always get when I had long hair.
Well, she could just swing it around so it's in front of her.
Yeah,
but so it goes around
yourself. It's surprising how many people ask that when you have long hair.
How you go to the bathroom?
Yes, people always.
Why is it? I don't understand why it's a compliment.
Because they just think I sit there and all the hair just goes in the toilet, but that's not the case.
Did it used to go past your waist?
Yes, I was able to sit on my hair.
Oh wow!
It was pretty long. But I did not let it fall into the bathroom, right? The toilet.
Did you ever accidentally pee or poop on it?
I don't know how that's possible. People always ask me that question, but I don't know where that question would come from, because they just scoop it up.
So yeah, exactly.
But then her hair is so long. How do you, you really have to prepare to go to the bathroom. You have to wrap it up and pull it all to the front.
I just wonder what the washing process would be like.
I would imagine,
maybe she'd go by the lake. Yeah, yeah.
She would sing to the animals,
they'd each take a segment.
In the true Disney way, that's what.
They do. Happen. They do. They each take a segment and sing while they do it.
Yes, it would harmonize together as they wash.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess you'd have to reduce it down to its bare essentials. You need to cut the schedule to the bone. You need to do once a month type of thing, because it would be such a huge enterprise.
That would be pretty gross. That would be really gross.
That's what I'm saying. Even at once a month, it'd be gross.
She would spend half the day washing it, and the next day she would spend half
Actually,
the day
you know, now that
again.
I think about it,
the movie doesn't
never,
make sense.
That woman never let her out of that tower, so she couldn't have even gone to the lake.
They would have to bring buckets of water up there to wash her hair.
And then where would all the water go? They must have had some kind of drain up there.
Right.
For all the dirty hair water to sluice through.
Think of all the
water
they had to lift up there, too.
Yeah. How would she even get it up there with her hair?
Well, she doesn't have anything else to do, so I think that would have been a good story if they worked that in, just her washing her hair for a good half an hour.
I mean, I know some women with normal length hair, it takes them half an hour to wash their hair. So probably it would take 4 hours.
I might say more. I don't know. But then what is the length of her hair? Because it kept shrinking.
It kept changing. There was
whatever
a huge,
was convenient.
Whatever was convenient for the story at the time, that's what the length of the hair was.
I think she should do dreadlocks, Or the bird's nest thing, where it's just nappy and you don't wash it. I think she should have done that. And on that